right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I think, man, at the root of all of what is going on is a breakdown in this society. I got to stop saying clearly. My wife tells me I'm saying clearly too much. But what's another word for clearly, Evan?
Obviously.
Obviously. There you go. Thank you. Obviously. And then there'll be in a few minutes, I'll have to come up with another word for that. But anyway, this is not a comedy. And what is happening and what we see and the increase in what's happening again, we know that these variants are going to keep coming, Evan. And so how do you blame Joe Biden for this latest or any of them without saying to people, here's an opportunity for the American people to come together. Democrat, Republican, I don't care what you are, because our nation is in peril. It's in jeopardy. I don't care whether you want to believe it or not. What is taking place with this coronavirus is clearly the most dangerous time in my 67 years of living.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. And I can't ever remember a time in my life that there was something that confronted us of this magnitude. Now, we can talk about, there's threats from Russia and all those kind of things, but no. Because the people that are dying and continue to die don't have to die, but the fact that this nation, there's something internally rotting in this nation, mm-hmm. and inside the people of this country, that we can't do what's right for the children of this nation or for the nation itself, because we as individuals don't have any connection at all. We have to be on one side or the other of the vaccinations, the people who take them. You know, I'm not taking it, you took it. You know, never mind what you see before you and the outcome of that battle. Do we have to have a World War III over whether or not people should be vaccinated?
I don't even understand.
I don't understand that, man.
Yeah, I don't understand how it's even a thing. For example, the armed forces, you know, the Department of Defense released a memo a couple days ago saying that if you're in the armed forces and you don't get the vaccine, you didn't check the box. You're ineligible for deployment, so you won't get paid. You know, I mean, this is bureaucratic stuff. And it makes me think like, okay, if you joined the military and you're upset that you don't have bodily autonomy, then you messed up because the army owns you. By definition.
Well, there's no question about that. And that covers everything else. Why would it not cover this issue? You know, everything exactly. else, once you're in the military, you're their property. And everybody knows that when they sign that line. But only in this case, you want to obfuscate. I can't say the word.
Oh, you almost, yeah, obfuscate. Yeah, you had it. You had it.
Yeah, that. But also, you're a frontline person in the hospitals or the law enforcement or the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you get a pass? Well, we're frontline. Okay. So which means you are exposed or exposing other people.
Yeah, at much far, you know, bit more rates than the normal, your average Joe who's just, you know, heading to work and home.
Well, that's correct, because you are interacting with people all the time. And now here we are again. Here's another variant.
Yeah. And the cynical side of me says there is just no excuse for this at all. We've got the internet, you know, even if you have a cruddy connection at home, you've got the library, you got phones. I mean, the information is right there. It's intellectually lazy, and I have very little patience for it.
If to be intellectually lazy, we just had a conversation a couple minutes ago about what people should be able to wear, and people have a right to do this and people have a right to do that. Yeah, they do. But in this instance, this is a whole different conversation.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because whatever you wear does not impact or affect, you know, others. I've been corrected on that.
Yeah, well, that's a great point.
But in this instance, what you don't do impacts and affects others. So the argument and the debate is, we don't want children taking the vaccines. But now they come to find out that the children in the schools are passing the virus around now more so than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. There's a school in Fort Atkinson that just for the first time since the pandemic started, closed their doors. They stayed open through wave one, through wave two, all of last year. Just now, they've had to close their doors. And it's because this lack of a willingness to just approach this.
Well, they found out that, yeah, the kids are, well, the kids, and here's the other side of the argument with those people who I think just don't make any ever. Well, and even if the kids catch it, they're not going to get that sick.
Man.
Yeah. But they bring it to somebody else.
And some of them will get
sicker. Well, but Earl, what are you talking about? There are people who've taken the vaccinations who are getting sick. Well, yeah. Yeah, there are. But for the most part, they're not dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not lying up in the hospitals, not knowing whether or not they're going to make it or not. They may feel pretty sick at home, but the bottom line is they're not dying. So where's their comparison then?
Yeah, it comes back to that lazy intellectual state of mind.
Well, I get to do what I want to do. It's my decision, and you can't make my decision for me.
Yeah,
how long have we been saying this, Evan?
It's out of spite now, isn't it?
I know, but how long have we been saying and talking about this, and now we thought we were getting through this last variant, the Delta, and thinking we're making it through, and we're still in the midst of that with cases climbing. In the state of Wisconsin, there are no beds in certain parts of the state because people have filled them up.
Yep. Yep. And it doesn't matter what you're going to the hospital for. You know, you break your arm, you get a tooth infection. I mean, it affects everybody. Everybody.
And yet we know we're in the throes because people aren't doing any of the things that they should be doing for protection. You know, I'm going to a Buck game tonight, mm-hmm. right? I know there's going to be 18,000 people there, you know, and with 18,000 people, should we probably be wearing masks indoors?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, but they're not going to make me wear a mask.
And it's crazy.
That's my right.
Dane County is kind of a shining example of these low-key, low-pressure mandates have an effect. You know, before Thanksgiving, when the mandate was getting ready to expire, I saw masks starting to slip. Less people were wearing them, basically anywhere I went. I don't go that many places, but, you know, the auto store or the gas station, I was seeing more people without masks on. Then Governor Evers expanded the mandate to go to January. Boom. Masks are back. They work. Even if people are sort of maliciously complying and wearing it, you know, under their nose or whatever, I'm still seeing them, you know? And it's this lack of leadership around the country. People, they're not doing it.
I will say this, man.
Yeah.
I'm just getting over a cold. And I believe that if I hadn't had three Modern shots, that cold probably would have been COVID. The antibodies in my system from those vaccinations fought off the cold, fought off whatever it was that was fighting inside my system.
Yeah, I'm because lined up really, to get my booster. I'm excited.
Huh?
I'm lined up to get my booster. Friday afternoon, I'm getting it. I'm excited.
Because really, I came down with what I had about 4 days ago.
It's a pretty quick turnaround, yeah.
Well, yeah, man. That's not for any other reason other than I've got the antibodies in my system. And maybe not just for COVID, but they certainly are fighting off anything that's coming in your system, right?
Oh, I don't know. I hope so. That'd be
nice. I would think in the way of colds and viruses and those kinds of things. You know, I don't know, but I know that if there's something attacking my immune system, I got some stuff in there right now from those vaccines.
Yeah.
To give me some protection, if nothing at all. You know,
of mine, unvaccinated, will not get the shot. And he came down with COVID about 2 months ago. It laid him out for 6 weeks. Him and his wife. I mean, it was brutal. And here he is, you know, almost a month after the infection has, you know, he's no longer catching. He's back at work and stuff. He feels terrible. I mean, it's not like.
But you also take into account, Evan, was it worth it, the amount of money that he lost?
I mean,
he couldn't work, right?
No. Yeah, he was home.
Okay, so he lost a lot of money.
And a great deal of physical discomfort, you know, here weeks after the fact. And he was an anti-vaxxer, but his rhetoric softened. He said he wouldn't wish this on his worst enemy.
I talked to people who have gone through COVID, survived it. Some have to learn how to walk again, man. Did you hear me?
Yeah. I mean, you're intubated, drugged up and asleep for 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
So anyway, I just, for the life of me, we're in for another tough stretch.
90,000 cases a day.
How many?
90,000 cases a day we're pushing.
That's
right
the
now.
Delta variant. I was just watching TV. They've already admitted that the other variant is here.
Yep. I just heard that as well. And I mean, guys, oof. Guys.
And the Delta is still spreading its wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so, people are saying, hey, at least Omicron isn't as, you know, it's mild. People are having mild
cases. Well,
they
don't know
cases.
That. They just discovered this.
It's being reported that it's mild, and people are claiming, oh, okay, thank goodness, it's mild. It's like, no, you guys. You know, the better you feel, the more you're out walking around going shopping. You know, SARS back in the early, you know, part of the century here. The only reason why SARS didn't obliterate the entire nation is because it was only contagious when you were essentially bedridden, when you were extremely sick. That's why COVID is so sinister. You can have it. Feeling okay, walking around spreading it, you know, and we have to consider this stuff.
Well, it's not going anywhere. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You know, when I come back, man, I want to talk about Ethan Crumbly, the 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Who walked into an Oakland County high school. Planned. Did you see that?
Yeah, man. The parents kept their
parents
kids home.
Parents bought the gun.
Yeah. And parents kept their kids home because the kids knew something was coming.
Man, something is in the air in this country. And we can think that it's not. And we can love the red, white, and blue and all of that. but there's something really wrong in this country. And we got to talk about it. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.